Hello. That's all he's going to say. Nothing else is required. Well, that's not all he might say were it a different show. But the show is a thing of its own. It lives on. Did you know the show is highly related to the song that wouldn't die?
Really?
The song that could not die.
In the town that would not give up.
And the bankrupt bankers are now marching down the street with their pants open and they're exposing themselves in obeisance and supplication to the needs of the people. And the government, in their mighty glory, will bring those self-same horrible
individuals down. That's right. The government has saved
down.
All of us from everything.
It's going to save our place in history, even.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Our place is right next to your place.
Here, Philo Drummond over in, is your place in history.
There, right there. Oh, right, too late. There we just passed it.
Sorry, man.
I thought it might occupy a little bit more time than that, but...
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Unfortunately, it's now just a faint memory. I can see it. It doesn't even give a shadow. It's not even big enough to give its own shadow.
Oh, man. That hardly seems fair, but...
No.
It's for our government, so I guess
we
do it.
We do it for our government.
That's right.
Because we, the people, are here to serve the government. That was neatly extricated and separated from the people. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that was a good
The people
job.
Used to be the government, and now it's just at some point in the ancient past. At least, that's what the original documents seem to imply. And yet, somehow, it got away from us. Coffee. Coffee now in your mind, stripping. Like,
as he drives through the desert.
Like greasy, grimy gopher guts.
Because that's a nice drive. That's a nice drive. Come down to the Panamint Valley and just going...
Yeah. Or how about that one? You drive up that one to get to a drive down to, like, Owens Lake area. When you come out of Death Valley on the...
Yeah, that's the other side of that.
On the other side.
This is going up, and then you go across the Darwin Plateau.
One time I had a car that was having trouble, and it took when I got up to the top of that rise there out of Death Valley, it was sort of like it was just whispering along. It would had a few drops of gasoline left, and the car was, you know, like only firing every couple of seconds. It was unbelievable. I didn't think I was going to make it. I finally made it up to the crest of the hill, and I realized I'd run out of gas, and I coasted all the way down from there to a gas station. In a car with power steering, it was tough.
His place once. Actually, Cafe This.
His place?
Like, yeah, and his place, and Cafe This. It's just the place that was called his place. And I did that, like, coming down 101 and turned off into one of those houses. You know, I was looking for gas and turned off into what is a housing area. So I know I'm going, like, with four drops, driving through darkened houses.
Yeah.
I need a gas station. And coming out and doing all this stuff and getting back on the freeway going, oh man. And then seeing like a gas station coming up over the hill and just as it goes out. And I mean, it just.
Were you able to coast down there?
Because there was a hill. I went.
I did.
Right to the pump. Like,
I can't tell you how many times I've coasted into a gas station. It's like somehow or another. And the whole time, have you ever noticed how close you are to the steering wheel by the time you get to the gas station? Something about your arms, they just contract. And they start, like, bringing the steering wheel closer to you when the closer you get to complete fume emptiness. You're not even, you're out of the fumes. You're out of the gas. There's just this... The old gas that's like hung in the bowels of your gas tank.
It's the
somewhere.
Gas from the guy that owned it before you.
Right. It's just, it never even got burned. It's like now you're down to everything. It's already burned all the fumes. You know, the gas tank itself is starting to eat itself. You don't know that because you can't see inside. They do have some fancy tools you can buy
how,
and watch.
That's how it
stuff.
Starts on X Day, is that all the gas tanks in the world start eating themselves.
Oh, I must step away for.
I see. Yeah,
one
his
second.
Place. That was an amazing. I was just describing his place, just someplace else, recently, and amazing. All these things are amazing. That was back in the early Cafe This days. And now you can hear Cafe This people, Dr. Hal, the other character, John Hill, various women that are involved in professional radio in San Jose, all on FCC free radio. But I'll let the other people yak about that. Oh, man. That's some kind of difficult world up here on the top of where we are. We can see in focus.
Oh, man, I'm on top. Reach the...
Station also, it seems some night-tripping fairy has taken my original headphones and exchanged for them these unpleasant things which crush my ears and warp their tender shapes.
Oh, that's too bad, and I can tell that it was heavily warped.
Whoever took the originals here from is happier, therefore, than I must be.
Flabby and pliable.
Since I must wear these earphones.
Your ears are like clay. Have you noticed that? They just, you can mold them into different shapes.
Caller, you were there. I potted you up and I waited.
And you didn't say a thing.
Universal teacher.
You didn't say a thing.
He shall
know. So now I'm going to read you the theory of the
Asian class.
There, okay. Caller just broke in. Now say something.
Say it. Yeah, you got all that bravado and yet no wit.
Where's your wit? Obstinato on the piccoletto. Maestro, some more vibrato.
Okay, get ready. Here comes Thorsten Veblen. You better hurry.
Uh-oh, it's the theory of the leisure class. How crass.
Yes, it's a crash class, but that's the way we teach them around here.
I got a crash on this class. I'm going to be up cramming for an exam.
Crash
till I don't give a damn.
crass class.
How crass to be in the class with such a class. The working class and the leisure class cannot.
This is a theory, but it was postulated as early as 1899.
Expostulated? Impossible. Preposterous.
Fine purveyor of well thought out wordage.
Not to mention Vinous Spirits and old John Barleycorn, eh? Come on, you don't need to conceal anything from me. I've been there.
Of his
I
day.
Know the way the world works. A little bit of the old sauce.
You thought I was kidding.
Well, there you go. Thorstein Veblen. He's the guy what wrote the theory of the
He's the guy
man.
What done it.
Why,
he's the guy. Know. Now we know what excessive consumption
pirates.
Is. Uh-oh, here they come. They're always so happy. Can we get some of what they're drinking? Man.
They drink rum.
Look, look they're gutting that guy. They're gutting that guy.
Yes, can you too,
they just disemboweled that one guy, but they're still singing happily.
Well, they are singing. The disembowelee is, of course, not singing.
He's not singing. No, he's a little. He looks a little sad. The other ones are still maintaining their happy level.
Abdominal muscles to support your lungs for a good singing.
Yeah, that's the thing I like about these pirates. They're happy up until the last second.
Do they chase? Do they still chase the buxom maid around?
Sure, they chase her around in an endless circle.
No, they
never
chase
get
her
to the
because she's carrying a plate of food, which is the subject
the change.
Of their interest. Yes.
Drink up, me hearty, yo ho. So, yeah, we have been going through the Pirates of the Caribbean right here on the
I
show.
Thought you may have qualified for that recently, right?
Not recently, but
as
this summer
Pirate
I do. I will be going this summer.
Well, I am.
I will be
up.
There.
Summer's almost
it'll
like
be like the 18th through the 22nd of July. Mickey and I will be glad-handing each other and glad-glanding each other as well.
Ha-ha, Philo!
Hand-glanding.
Gland-handingly. Well,
Mickey and me, we're like old chums. So, me and the Disney bunch down there,
the
we all rub noses
bunch.
And hobnob with the shoulders
Clarence,
of the big wigs. All those other body
Horace
parts.
Horace Horsecollar.
Well, Horace Horsecollar, yeah, he's there. But
Goofy,
you know,
of course.
Little few people know how great the influence was of Horace Horsecollar.
Horace Horsecollar seemed
on.
To have gotten lost in the ebb, the warp and woof of history, because his more famous contemporaries,
like
they eclipsed
yeah,
him I... in his fame.
Are we talking about Dustin Hoffman?
No, Horace Horsecollar,
yeah.
The cartoon character.
And what about the other guy?
This guy.
Everybody else was more famous, with the exception of the hen, whose name I forget, the chicken.
Yeah.
She was even less famous than Horace Horsecollar.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Everybody else is far more famous. Goofy,
yeah,
far more famous.
Like
Donald,
Goofy.
The superstar. Mickey, yeah. The Disney star. So Horace Horsecollar is left in the background to languish in minor movies as the trailer.
He'll come back someday.
Animation.
Yes.
If somebody calls 848-4425 and believes
the day. We were sitting around discussing the
singing around
why
the
a mouse could own a dog and what gave the mouse more power than the dog. And we got back to the fact that we knew that
a
they could
dog.
Be like humans if they wore those strange three-fingered gloves.
Humans.
As
just
long as
like
they had
that,
the gloves on.
Yogi Bear cartoon where every animal in Jellystone Park has to wear at least two items of human clothing. Or be
they have to. Or they fall back into a more primordial state of nature that's
yes,
like their old
in that,
strange
in
cousins.
That
happens in
so
that cartoons,
I,
but... Did you know that was first worked in Mad Magazine back in the early EC days?
Oh, sure, you can't do
when it was
anymore.
The,
somebody
I think,
always
I think
it thought
came
the
from
first,
the Norwegian
yeah.
pook, which
it did come from the Norwegian
pook,
which meant to prick
in their Facebook
pook.
Kind of like in those days.
It's I think the angle into Pig 2 versus Pig 1
somewhere.
And the Indo-European family of language origins.
Yes.
That the one that means to prick is probably the more
magical,
the more reliable one because it's more functional.
Look,
the other one, this one that's has its connotations to hostility.
This is beautiful.
That sounds like pure political pedantry to me.
These are
this
pack.
Spirits.
That's pack for the masses.
And are melted into air.
Here, have
thin
a have
air.
A have a dab of this.
Swirling phantoms
and
rising
go to the
from
blue
the
blue whale inn.
The stones.
Yeah,
I don't remember if the drinks
we'll
were
tie one
twinkling
on.
Twinkling in the twilight.
And then we'll whale the tar out of them.
Over the bubbling morass whales? Of the tar pit.
Wait, the whales are
there. I stood in spirit manipulation mode, looking up to the heavens.
There,
disemboweling the
Xenothi.
poor
gods.
Animals stuck in
the... Is that an
the,
Overman thing?
Yeah, no, we're stuck in the tar pits, and we were just trying to...
Tar pits.
Release them so they could go to heaven faster.
We wish water.
That's what we believe in our religion.
You know what? Well, I'm glad.
The
I'm
disembowelment
glad
will cause...
I'm glad with all my heart.
The spirit...
Should
seek the, heaven.
There's the cute little caller
lately.
Now.
They
watch
should
his little brain.
The caller
talk
rise.
More about rapists than I do ghosts.
Goats?
I like ghosts. Goats,
yeah.
We like to talk
more
about
than do
I'll
even,
make a ghost.
We like to talk about goats and ghosts.
Ghosts?
Yeah, I know. I accidentally bought... God, I can't believe that happened. I went to a conspiracy record store.
And bought a
and,
ghost story record.
Oh, and I and in there was in the soundtrack audio area was a VCD of the movie
VCD?
From Malaysia. I should have brought that of the movie Phantoms, which I have no idea. I did, and I just went here. This is a movie. You guys don't leave it in the audio. But she thought so. I got home and it was in my pile. So now I own it.
Phantoms.
Two discuses. I'll bring it over. I don't know what the hell. Yeah, and it's a Malaysian VCD. So
I saw the
what.
Dostana out there on the today.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So, I saw it. I thought, should I download it or not? And I thought, nah, probably horrible.
Probably horrible. I man.
But I thought if I ever needed to see it, I could borrow your copy.
No, that's just audio. It was like $3 for
oh really
super modern Indian audio soundtrack.
Well, I saw the movie. I could, the movie's still out there if you're interested in it.
Actually, I'd love to because now the soundtrack is so amazingly bad, but so well produced. I mean,
really?
In a sense of money. You know, somebody
oh,
threw
yeah.
a lot of money.
Somebody threw
thing.
A lot of money
what
at
is
that.
This?
And yeah. there was no talent involved.
And it'd be
they
great
thought,
to see
the packaging is everything. We can just, we have this little bitty talent and we put this beautiful, glorious, huge, huge, well paid for, well
also,
executed,
a lot of this comes
marketed.
Down to
package around
I've
it.
Sold all the weapons. Now my girlfriend demands to be in a movie.
Right. I've given all the weapons. Right.
What
I've sold all the weapons.
That is.
Or I've sold. It's not that I've sold all the weapons. I've sold all I can stand. Right. Or I've sold all I need to put my girlfriend
There's
in a movie.
Philo selling the weapons.
Yeah, me and Tony Stark. We're together on that deal. Only he's Iron Man and I'm not.
Be cool. Here comes the caller. Yes, caller.
Iron Man
come on
the
on the
negotiating
show. What show are we on?
What show are
I mean,
we
what
on?
What station are we on?
What station are we on?
Oh, that would be...
That's your cue.
KPFA 94.1 FM on your radio dial. KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, KCFR in Chico, California, and on the internet at kpfa.com.
It's beautiful.
And you're listening to the Puzzling Evidence Show with your host, Puzzling Evidence.
Brady makes his voice get all sexy like that. Oh, no!
Hey, so what's going on down here underneath the floorboards?
No, don't touch
that. Yeah, leave that alone.
Here, whoa!
Erupting up from the
up the 80s.
It smells rotten down here.
Yeah,
what is this?
Oh, it's a body.
Yes, a certain unembalmed corpse. Suffering the degradation
there, I got rid of
it. Of nature.
You open that thing up, you start the 80s on everybody.
Of his corporeal dissolution.
Yes, perhaps David said
nature
it best when he said, I've seen the wicked
and
great power.
The treasures of time lie high and earns points and monuments, scarce below the looks of some vegetable
tree. So, Dr. Hal, we've mounted this Upper Plateau now.
Beautiful taxidermy job.
What do you see over here on this taxidermy stand?
Hey, guys, look over here. Look at this Reagan thing. Look at this Reagan thing.
It's Ronnie Reagan.
The message this
evening.
Does he crank the thing? Does he slam the crank?
Everything's ready for Ronald Reagan return, where, according to the ancient prophecy and legend, Ronald Wilson Reagan, 40th President of the United States, will return and retake his domain.
I wish he would return and retake his domain because
this evening.
I had more money then.
For 5 years,
I always rate the presidents by how much money I have personally during their domain, during their regime, their
brain. This new drug crack.
They're glorious.
Oh, Nancy Reagan, too.
I yearn to find a way to help share the message.
She yearned to find a way.
It showed up on this.
It's on this?
To see it in the vivid colors that God gave us as a precious gift to his children.
Another bin, sir?
So to my young friends out there.
And it's all pot-related music.
And when it comes to drugs and alcohol,
you know, from Free the Pot
wonderful world out there for you.
Whatever those people are doing.
So, yeah, I remember the first time I heard that. So those people cutting up that, it was like...
The job ahead of us is very clear.
This didn't have anything to do with the crank, the sank, though.
Expand the use of smokeable cocaine.
Our president is making everything pop. Not the one now.
You don't have stamp the crank.
Not the one now.
Crank the stamp, do you?
Violin.
Oh, man.
Somewhere you do.
I got to tune the show up here. Hold on. Yeah, okay. It's a little diagnostic thing.
It's probably way back in your collection.
I can't do anything until this thing's over, so hold on, everybody.
Trump. Now, what did you say about... Don't say anything bad about the current president. You're not allowed
to. No, I'm not allowed to. Also, I wouldn't. There just isn't anything bad.
Yeah, you. I wouldn't
what are you
either.
Talking
Why would
about?
You want to?
Because you opened up that 80s thing, and I'm really kind of worried.
I didn't mean to open it up to say I had any affection for it, because nothing's better than the current times. I'm so happy about that, I could just spit.
Okay, caller, help us.
I don't think it's unemployment. I'm really not into unemployment. You know what I'm into? Fun employment.
Wow.
If you just take a look at the fact that you don't have to work, it's like Slack. If you're out of a job, just think of it as here's your chance to abuse your Slack for a while. Don't worry about the money. It will come. It will come later.
Jihad.
Because we're
going to
squeeze it out of the bad guys.
Began
trickle it down to you and me. The puzzling evidence and how.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Now then.
The money trickling.
It's like syrup.
It's like just a big.
Good.
It's like syrup, and it comes out of the spigot that looks like a huge, beautiful breast.
The U.S. Supreme Court. And
we palpate the breast and provide the syrup to our constituency in the abundance represented by the amount of grease on our palms.
There goes a little car down the collar hole.
American
which is the American way.
System. And in
it's kind of like in Texas,
cases of extraordinary
we gamble with our money.
The laws are, it has been said, made as much as Obama. America's first Chief Justice, founding father John Jay, was a crabby, slave-owning, anti-Catholic bigot.
Yeah, he liked it. I'll have some of that crab, that Dungeness
crab.
Roger Brooke a founding father of judicial racism, is the Darth Vader to Abraham Lincoln's Skywalker. And James Clark McReynolds, an abusive, abrasive poor.
Just be a consumer.
The Archie Bunker of
Felix
the Supreme Court, while Abe Fortas is said to have been a tyrant
hack.
And Warren Berger, a blustering, imperious phony. Most influential Chief Justice in American history, John Marshall, consumed large quantities of alcohol, while current Chief Justice John Roberts is a confirmed chocoholic.
Call right now at 848-4425 and find out how a 100-pound nerd made six gorgeous girls pregnant.
Soap opera junkie.
848-4425 with a magical answer, and we'll give you the secret
so he could watch his favorite
of making
TV
six
show,
gorgeous girls pregnant.
Benjamin Cardozo was celibate and may have died a virgin, while William O. Douglas,
a born-again virgin,
his longest-serving
he may have died a born-again virgin,
the biggest whoremaster around. And don't
so
forget
now
Clarence
he can be
Thomas.
Born again, again.
His confirmation hearings
he's
were
born
marked
again,
by
again,
accusations
version.
Of sexual harassment, and he was, according to a Washington, D.C. video store proprietor, something of a connoisseur of adult films, particularly those featuring a performer yclept Long Dong Silver.
Yes, Long Dong Silver, a parasite who turns women into pure sex kittens.
Then there was John Rutledge, the only justice to be kicked out of office for losing his mind, as well as near Mrs.
The only one we know of.
Ransel. Like Douglas Ginsburg, who was rejected by the Senate because he tried marijuana while teaching at Harvard.
And murder. Don't another forget the murder part. It wasn't the marijuana so much. It was the murder. The pure, unadulterated murder.
For murder, though it has no time.
1985! In the 80s all the time.
I like being in the 80s. All the time. 85 was a good time.
Yeah, 85 was a good time.
We'll play, we'll sing.
Even better on a CD.
I think the Subgenius Church was...
At
was probably
then.
At making its inroads
yeah,
into
Bob was
Las Vegas at the time.
Prophets were going through the roof.
Prophets were going through the roof. Bob was resurrected that year, re-erected into the middle of the fire pit. That was
I remember
kind of a
seeing Stan
shocking.
Every once in a while. I'd turn, I'd see him in the back of the limo just waving, long hair waving in the wind.
Yeah.
Finally Stan.
Yeah. And we were in this period of time that was like the glory days of pre-internet,
yeah,
teenage fun rock. And here it is. You're listening to it.
Yep. 1985.
Yes. Now we're doing how radio is done.
Yep.
And you're listening to it right
Jesus,
here.
Jesus, we're stuck in the other show.
Evidence show.
How do you do that? You take this knob here. Should
it's
I
called
turn the
Shaw's Smosis.
I'm gonna
where we our schnozzes twitch as we sniff the odor of another
device.
Show, which we then import.
Twiddle it or diddle it? I mean, what's the appropriate twisting technique you use here, Puzzling? In terms of this dial manipulation,
that is a military secret.
How do you determine which of your fingers do you use? Just your normal thumb and index finger, or
which of his itchy twitching?
Would you actually have a different kind of dialing, twisting, turning technique you use to?
What are you saying?
Your mixing techniques. I mean, what
mixing
type of
mixing and mastering the mix master? Of
does
mixing
your potting
techniques.
And panning? I mean, how do you do it? Do you turn them? You twist them? Do you...
How does he do it? How in
how
the world
do you
does
do
he
it?
Do it? I know I like to.
How do you like to bring that? Yeah, you would.
I'm not going to.
How do you bring that in here? Right, get that out of here.
It really
that's
wants
just,
to go that far.
That's
with
just
this many of us
after
this early in the morning.
Now, you may be feeling guilty if you're even thinking that. And I would be surprised myself because that's the way your mind goes.
Once the mind goes,
don't
mind
worry
going,
because we'll have it erased
isn't
here
what
in a second.
To Hal at the end of the show.
Yeah, well, wow. Hal goes through the eraser.
The
eraser
astronauts
process.
Undoing the things, and you're starting to sing that song.
Then we stick the pipe in.
What
and
song?
We try to get it in his mouth, but he's moving by so fast on the conveyor belt, it's hard to actually aim for the mouth each time.
And the little clear plastic things are coming out of his brain.
Right, right. The clear plastic things that look like transparent wafers of.
Yeah, I love those little plastic. I never thought of that. Now I'm tripping.
That's when the finger of fire touches you.
Well, have you seen on the internet, they have those, you know, they stuff spaghetti into hot dogs and they boil it. So the spaghetti, individual spaghetti shards pierce a hot dog, transecting it from bow to stern. A whole bunch of them, and then it's boiled, and so it's loose and limp, and the entire mass...
They're sticking
mass,
in a hot dog?
Yes, there are lots of them, parallel, stuck in hot dogs. I've been trying to warn the public about this
and
for
so
some time.
Are they still edible, though?
Yes, that's the thing. They are very tasty. You know, they're noodles. That when the hot dogs are boiled, they become noodles, and the whole mass sitting in the pot looks like the interior of a disabled Weyland-Yutani android. or something.
So you could actually use it for a cheap special effect, is what you're saying.
And then you could gobble it up afterwards.
You could put some strawberry syrup on it.
No. That is.
And make it look like the disemboweled guts of an android.
Well, it looks like that anyway.
Or do it.
It's all on the internet.
Depending on the color of the blood, you could put green stuff in there and make it look
green
like android
stuff,
blood.
Green stuff.
Sedentary, smelly, dream stuff. Did you enjoy excessive amounts of TV viewing?
And the sickly sweet aroma of...
Only the stuff we shoot ourselves. Like the wonderful Ask Dr. Hal. I think it's going to be fun to do this one because John Hell was host. And he's so... the guy's just
a good host.
No personality, no nothing. So you can zip right through it. Yeah, very funny. Funny show. By the time we all wake up in the later, Kellogg's parts should be on the air, so to speak.
That is
cool.
I'm working on the Pete Goldley part. What's that guy's name?
Pete Goldley.
Lots of Mr. Goldie. Air this time before the show.
There was, and you've documented it, huh?
No, yes. I don't document that stuff so much, but people do it.
No, this is the actual show. This is the practice show. You've called the practice show.
People do call me a dope.
It's a show, or is this a rehearsal?
This is the regular practice show. We get ready for the show. We use this show as like our dummy sort of testing show.
I thought this was the show. Good. I didn't know it was a rehearsal.
We use this show as a test area. That way, if we say things that are wrong, we can correct it before we go to the real show.
Chicken.
Can we wipe our minds too after we wipe the show?
We'll do that for
you. We'll wipe our minds. We'll wipe other body parts. We'll wipe anything we need.
Yeah, I've seen Philo wipe his mind against other minds.
But I just wanted to chime in on the John Hell Appreciation Society.
That was fun. You should have come to that one.
I know.
Where are you working that time?
I probably was working.
Yeah, I wish I could have been there.
You never know. Sometimes the show is like a James Bond movie.
I almost went there, but I went to see a different show that night.
Ah, yes. There's so many things
at the Great American Music Hall.
Just my mind here.
I saw the Secret Chiefs.
Yeah, but that's a secret.
Secret Chiefs, and they were very, very good. I thought thank you.
Just the relief of them being so good. All of Northern Central California shares.
Just the release. Look out for the flow. Well, I thought the perfect show would have been the Amino Acids opening for the Secret Chiefs.
So is it Amino
Acids opening up for the
Secret Chiefs?
The Amino Acids open for the Secret Chiefs?
No, they didn't, but if they did, that would be a match made in heaven.
They were open like RNA.
They had another band there that was like super droney. It was kind of a droney band.
Like old Hooter Dude?
Yeah, much more droney.
Old Violent Velvet Underground?
Even less articulated. More of the plodding, punctuated. They would punctuate the plodding every now and then with an interesting drum pattern. And they had a good-looking female violinist that, while she added a lot visually to the band, there was very little sound coming from her, and it was more... They were into very heavy textures and slow plodding beats.
And this was the Amino Acids?
No. This was the other band, the Amino Acids.
This is the Amino Acids. Oh, there, little... Amino see acids, when you said no. that? The other caller skedaddled.
The Amino Acids. You can go to Puzzling Evidence TV and see.
You to remind me because I'm working right now and loading up right now the Amino Acids shot by Overman and myself. That'll be like, I guess, the whole show in one two-camera shoot. And I'll put that on Vimeo.
Oh, cool.
Because on Vimeo, they don't make you go to 10 minutes.
Oh,
you can put on half hour. You can put on 10,000 hours of your own life if you want to.
But how do you get that? And then you can embed that on your YouTube site to redirect people to it. Yeah, that's how you do that.
And you can take the whole day that way.
You can take the whole day. And you can, I can, like, do.
That was a great show.
I do
show.
Take whole days just to look at my friends being funny.
They were great. They were so good that night. They blew everybody away. They just came into Ace Junkyard and just had this great show and then blew out. It was amazing.
And they're from Detroit, where I think this weekend is the space 24-hour spacewalk is happening.
Did you ever think about how much at home they were in that junkyard, being
yeah.
from Detroit?
I mean, the junkyard, yeah.
Or what?
And the junkyard, yeah. too, opens its arms to everybody. What a great space.
And they were, like, from the home of American Big Steel, which used to be the home, and now it's nothing. It's just
what?
Dead.
Why have all these different...
It's where John Law bought his vacation home.
It's
how
like
can
when,
you say that?
When we were kids, you know, Pittsburgh was synonymous with steel.
No,
well, no more, like, you know. It's,
yeah.
Musical styles have come out of Detroit.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Detroit was so great. And it's like
nothing else to do there.
I think it was because the heavy industry that raised a certain kind of mentality that fostered and engendered a certain kind of a approach to thinking. And then from that, expanded into the amino acids. But you got to check them out. You can get a little taste of them on YouTube, Puzzling Evidence TV. You have to go to YouTube, and then you look, you search for Puzzling Evidence TV. And then when you get there, you need to add it to your favorites or bookmark it or whatever you do that makes it easy for you to go back to it later. Now, what are you gabbering about, caller? What are you jibber-jabbering? What's this jib-jabber?
You subscribe to his channel.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Don't you get a little email pooty every time there's an
app? The caller is right. The caller is correct. You must subscribe to
the
YouTube
channel. And then you would see the John Hell guy we're talking about. So that loudmouth was the host for the Ask Dr. Hell show, and it was pretty fun.
You call him a loudmouth?
I insult him every time I possibly can. Because I just, the guy is, listen to this caller.
Well, he say we may have radio.
And he's got on FCC radio, he is on from 7, that creep is on from 7 to 10, Monday nights. John Hell Show, don't miss it.
Don't miss it. Because there you will see a dinosaur.
And when are you guys on? I know Rob is on from, Madeline's on from 6 to 8.
Probably 9:30 to 10.
Okay.
You probably need to have some kind of a special segment on this show just dedicated to their lineup.
Shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, to this other.
Yeah, so we can sequester it all into one little sort of weird slot that we use to all we use it for is to rate. We just talk about events and places and things. And what you should do as a listener with your spare time, if you have any, assuming that you are one of the fun employed, you're probably having a great time right now listening to the show, staying up late with your friends,
smoking weed.
This
smoking weed,
eating
donuts,
and staring at the cable channel with the sound off, listening to us do the soundtrack.
Staring at the cable with the sound off, listening to Puzzling Evidence Show. Prepare for your quarterly review, please.
Oh no,
I don't have a quarter.
Quarterly review. Why did it start working? I'm going to review.
You just stopped working, but now that you're fun employed, we want to make sure you're using your time the most fun way you possibly can.
Yeah.
So we need to evaluate that.
Bad dog.
Get down. We need to evaluate that. Get that dog back. We've got to evaluate whether or not you're having the amount of fun. So we've put together this advisory panel, and they'll be reporting directly to the president. The advisory panel will determine whether your fun is your fun employment.
Your
fun has been appropriately allocated across all your available resources, and whether there is
just like
any
sea bag inspection.
Yes, there will be a sea bag involved, but we don't call it a sea bag.
Sea bag.
We call it a fun bag. It's
like
in your fun bag. Just think, you can go home this weekend to your mom and say, "Hey, Mom, look, I got a new fun bag."
Now we had to move.
Any billing overflow questions will be referred to John.
You said you had to move because of the fun bag billing overflow questions?
Yes, the billing overflow
John
questions.
John Billingsley, fun bag overflow.
You need to be thick on this. I need to be all together.
Thick as thieves.
Fun bag at regular intervals.
Regular intervals.
Really, you have those things in the car?
You empty your fun bag or you fill your fun bag?
Stop that. Put that away.
Oh, man.
We can't talk about fun bags anymore.
We do have fun bags still.
Here's one now.
We issue you, when you come into the meeting, we will issue your base level fun bag, and it will be up to you to build it up to appropriate levels, which can then compete against your peers in an arena of your choice.
Oh, the entire prospect makes me exhausted.
We'll then continue to develop your fun bag control mechanism year over year with comparisons back to the reference base point.
I'd just like to opt out early.
You'd like to opt out. Well, the opt out will be coming up to the opt out point here in just a second.
If I have to walk out,
you have to check the box as we pass by.
The internet.
To opt out, you must check the box. If you don't check the box, that's a pure acceptance. Pure acceptance.
Opt out of the show, you have to
check the box.
I don't think I got
you
all
get
this.
1 second to check the box.
I just wanted to come in from the
I think I missed it. Did that
I'm
window just go
on? You missed your window of opportunity.
The box on my hand keeps shaking.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Damn humans.
Oh, damn it. I checked the wrong box. I'm still opted in.
See, I told you you had to act fast. Now the quarterly review process is set into motion. There's nothing to stop it. It's inevitable.
Like magic.
It has an inertia, a life of its own.
Okay, I have my shoebox of receipts ready.
Oh,
you're going to need it. A shoebox of receipts is a great way to start. Make it a bigger shoebox. The bigger shoebox theory will take over.
Well, if I don't have a shoebox, I'm going to have a drawer.
Enjoy the plaudits of the crowd. Yes, you'll be a hero. Everyone will love you for what you've done.
Yay.
For our country and our world. And we salute you.
My hat's off to you, fella.
To show you just how much what you've done has impressed us, we're going to make sure that you are awarded the Good Guy on High Award for 2009. Local junior chamber of commerce is a personable person. Will put the laurel crown on your sweaty brow.
On your sweaty, sweaty, heaving brow. We'll also use the ultimate in DVD technology to provide you with a 7-CD set.
Wow!
Oh, yeah.
Of your own furrowed brow pictures.
Bird brow.
There they are. Beetle brow, furrow brow, and uber brow.
All copyrights, patents, and uses.
Original images organized by theme.
All
this DVD is not available in stores, nor is it stored in souls.
Don't you guys want that?
We'll be sending you a set of DVD cleanup tools, which you can use to refurbish your DVD when you receive it. Because we're not saying it's not in the best of conditions, but it is factory reconditioned. Yes, come bug me. Yes, bad bag. Is that what it is? Bad bag?
Yeah. That's the password, yes.
Well, that's what happens when you're hanging sheet.
The password for the last.
Well, you got all these fun bags around here, these empty fun bags. They don't have any fun in them yet. It's a fun, a potential fun bag. It's really.
Bob-like customer?
It's only named a fun bag because that's what we use it for. We put fun in it.
Bob-like customer.
How tedious and tiresome.
When there's no fun in the bag, what do you call it? You still call it a fun bag. It's just an empty fun bag. Here's what we fill out the forms for our employee
bag
benefits.
Given by Eros to Ulysses, containing all the captive
sign
winds,
me up.
Which
no, you sign me up. I'll sign you up.
Permitted the Ithacan to regain his kingdom. curiosity of his semen.
Your fun employment started when you called the show.
Could only
You're fun employed, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my fun employment?
Yes, your fun employment.
Your fun employment, so you should probably get Benny's and stuff now.
What about my bun employment? Can you employ my buns?
We could probably find a way to employ your buns.
Ooh.
Or something like them. Or it. Something like it.
What's wrong with the review process? I'm not unemployed. I'm employed.
The visual.
Yeah, the review process would have to be using the bun.
The quarterly review process could substitute buns for fun.
Don't say that on the air, Hal. Do I get any gun employment?
Gun employment only if you are a clown by profession.
How many clown guns do you possess?
You guys would never give me any shun employment, would you?
No, we would never. Never.
At this point in my life, I'm honest enough to say I might just turn away.
You may use shun employment.
How about sun employment?
I mean, I have to include it in the contract.
You have to stand out in the sun.
Not ever necessarily.
Total solar exposure. Sun employment.
What about redundant employment?
Redundant employment,
what
yes.
What about it?
Oh, sorry.
God save you.
Yeah, I get this fixation complex
here.
Have
a glass of water.
Thank you.
Well, how are you, Hal?
Me? Well, I'm all right, I suppose.
I don't know. I'm looking at Hal. He doesn't look very good. He's a little bit longer than normal, and he has a strange glow. On his beetle brow right now. I'm not sure.
I'm doing the best I can. That's all I can say.
His brow is heavily beetled. No, what do you think about a beetled brow? Is that something that appeals to you, caller?
Meet the beetling brow.
Oh, brow?
Beetle brow.
Beetle Bailey?
He's all right. What about my brow?
And I didn't think my brow was
browbeaten
at all.
Are you beaten in the brow, Hal?
Am I whatting the brow? I couldn't
beaten
hear.
In the brow.
Beaten? Well,
beat
my
on
head
the brat.
Is bloody, but
hey, look, there's someone trying to get in.
I'm cutting in on this show.
Are you seeing someone on the monitor trying to gain entry?
Yeah, I see someone on the
entry?
Monitor trying to gain entry.
All right, let's
big face
close up. Let's see who in the world this is.
But their number's not working.
It doesn't. It's somebody I have no record. I don't know who that could be.
Ah, that's strange.
Who is that guy?
Their number's working now.
I got in. He's coming into the building.
Get him.
He's coming right in here. Now we're going to get it now.
Nothing but miscreants out here.
Yeah, mystery and power here. That's right.
Mystery and.
The farthest frontier.
Miscreant power.
Miscreant power.
This is where we take the bankrupt
bankers.
And
I'll mix them and put in here.
I'm looking for some upright citizens who need a...
The Upright Citizens Brigade.
Pandering will get you nowhere.
I feel like a panderer.
Pandering? Rings for pandas?
Rings for pandas. One of the rings of Saturn.
The rings of Uranus and your pandas, anus. Uranus.
Yeah, we were covering those a lot.
Giants of the outer solar system.
We were looking at a lot of shadows.
So what do you think about your fun employment? Do you think that offers you some opportunity now?
Will you fly away
just
on your employment, Bennies?
My mind is not my mind.
Because
you
like
have
a giant
in your fun employment, you receive free vacations to Hawaii
locust.
For as long as you want.
Sailing through space.
Free vacation where now?
Hawaii.
It's what? Giant wings
Hawaii?
Extended.
Yeah,
cat
sorry, that's all we could get.
Solar
wind.
I guess, it's no
Duluth,
Minnesota, but I guess if it's free.
If it's free, yeah,
it's free.
If it's free, give
employment.
Me two. Okay?
Well, it's not exactly free. Phyla will go over what has to happen now that you accept those free vacations.
Bun employment is now where. Now the next step has to do with that bun employment you were talking about.
Run employment.
Pun employment.
I don't like run employment. I don't want to run.
No. We won't be running. Yeah. We may be chasing, but we won't be running.
At the end, do I get done employment?
None. You get done. You're totally done employment around
here.
What
in the world?
That was in February? Go-to desert.
Is that the Pyramid Lake?
That is totally beautiful.
No, that's that Panamint Range. That's at bottom of that Panamint. Valley. It was raining so hard, it was just it filled up with lava.
Over there in Death Valley.
We're saying yes to importing your mind into the show.
Importing your mind. It's like the kernel of your mind. It's like the hive file. If you can't load the hive file, you're going to be in. It's bad. Okay, it's really bad.
Philo, do you get fun employment?
I awfully get done employment.
I thought she said fun.
Fun? Oh, yes, fun. I'm getting fun employment right now.
I'm getting a little tired of all this pun employment.
Yeah.
Well, I never started it, but...
Well, that's why we like to keep it around the fun employment thing. We'll just go back to the roots, you know, head back to the roots.
Yeah.
With your head down.
Get our head.
Buried in the earth.
Raise your head up, Dr. Howe. Be proud.
Pointing up toward the sun.
The Monday afternoon unemployment hangout in the lowest part.
On Monday afternoon.
Yeah. That sounds like a good idea.
We give
the registry cannot load the hive file.
And we go strolling by.
That's a
hive
file.
The hive file. That's a bad thing.
To all the mamas.
I don't want to defile the hive
file. We give a worried glance.
You could dupe off snippets right there into a 1 hour special.
Oh, just like
for YouTube.
Wadded up in a big
cut up into 10 pieces.
Right on the air.
A little while ago. They just added a little thing in the last few hours, days.
Maybe do a little
Download. There's MP4. There's the thing with the file. And anybody can download it as an MP4.
Like Rust
is Fresh. MP4.
That, you know, if you had Real Player plugin, you've been able to do that for a while.
That's what's interesting is when they timed there, they finally add that to their tool.
So I wonder how they realized everybody, that's what everybody wanted. They want to harvest that stuff and do things with it.
Right. Yep. That's how it works. It's like the biggest collage pile in the world.
Yeah. A big collage pile now. The biggest in the world. They've already got many, many more hours of video than what have ever been compiled since the beginning of television by every network combined. Many, many more times than that.
Many, many more times
than that. If you just take three times... Three stations times 24 hours times 60 years is nothing compared to what's on YouTube in like 5 minutes.
And what channel? Oh, I see.
Yeah, what is
it? If you ever lived your life over again, what would you do?
If I was going to live my life
over... Go through all the videos that you guys have recorded to see if any of them was
watched. No, I'd go erase them all. Before anybody could go through them.
I would have thrown my recorder away at the beginning.
Yeah, like I would have gotten in a time machine with all my tapes and gone back to the Nixon White House and run into the building and said, come on, let's burn our tapes together, man.
Yeah, let's burn them together.
Just like John Connolly said to. Come on, then we can really be free.
We can actually go and be part of things instead of being just an observer of things.
And I would be in the Washington Post standing next to Richard Nixon, and we'd be burning our tapes together. And we'd be laughing, and I'd be saying, hey, man, my tapes are from 2009.
Instead of crying your whole vacation because your camera got stolen on the first day, you actually lived your whole vacation and didn't care about taking pictures because you were actually at the moment instead of worrying about capturing the moment.
No, don't capture.
If I went back in time, I'd take my cameras from the future that can take pictures by themselves and are mobile, and I would set them up at key points in my life to record them so that I wouldn't then have to worry about it.
Yeah, there you go. If you go far enough in the future, you get your camera that's just really a clone of yourself with eyes that record, and then it has a high a Wi-Fi connection to your own brain, so that you don't even have to.
Wi-Fi.
It's not a Mac.
You can just see it from the other.
In the future, for instance, wind up someplace, hand the camera to somebody, say, take the picture.
Oh, it winds up.
Well, you just want to see it from the other perspective, from the third-person perspective, at a later date.
That's on the desktop.
At instant recall. As many times as you want, and then show it on a wall so you can say, see how dumb I was.
When there were walls, yeah.
Yeah, when there were walls back in the old days, but now you'll just show it on a holographic screen in a two-dimensional
world.
Everything
will be round in the future.
There will be no walls. It will all just be one big bubble.
And it'll be a brown bubble.
TX-1138.
Well, you know that, right?
Trademark.
The bubble will be brown.
And the barriers
light
fall.
Brown.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
More of a taupe.
Because
taupe.
Everything
kind
in
of
the
a
world
taupe-ish.
Is sales. Everything's dark being delivered taupe. To somebody.
Taupe. Kind of a dark taupe.
Maybe a dun.
I think I've had too much.
New York
like
City.
Dun. Yeah,
you
like
got,
a dun
you got
horse.
6 feet of taupe.
Yeah, like, yeah, buckskin.
Kind of a buckskin, sort of a palomino-colored dun shaped.
He's a Palomino. He's my
Palomino.
This is where you get your benefits in this line, so which ones do you want now?
All of them.
You can take two from column A and three from column B. And with on Tuesdays, you get egg roll.
But Philo can show flexibility, and he can actually make substitutions on the menu, so don't hesitate to ask.
Can I get a keg roll?
You can get a keg roll.
Deep fried and filled with kimchi.
While, all the while watching cartoons.
Cartoons?
We're
that's
watching
right.
cartoons
directed
now.
By Dr. Osamu Tezuka.
Tezuka?
Oh, okay.
You know I do.
Are you talking about Astro Boy?
Astro Boy, yes, he created Astro Boy.
Go, Astro Boy, on your flight into space. I saw the DVD set just recently of the entire Astro Boy collection, remastered for
$19.95.
$19.95? I thought it wasn't a bad deal if you were an Astro Boy nut.
Hey, Hal, remember this?
That was my first exposure to anything, any Japanese animation was Astro Boy.
Yes, you and I visited that striking ruin.
That is so cool.
That's that graveyard.
Where is that in
Colma.
Oakland?
Colma.
That is so cool looking.
We explore that area and discover many strange things. Strange and wonderful.
Show you the one
things.
I want to shoot at.
I really want you to go down to that one in Santa Barbara, man. It's unbelievable.
Okay, yeah, I got. Oh, maybe I erased that.
You
no, I can't. No, I can't. Maybe I didn't take a picture. Maybe nothing happened. Maybe nothing happened at all. Maybe just forget about it.
We could do that. We could go down. We could do that instead of going to the mountains if you'd rather do something like going down the beach, you know.
Sure. Nudes, and
it's closer in one sense.
It.
One of
Here
my
it is.
Most personal images.
And they're going to close all those beaches.
Yeah, there she is.
She is shocking nudes.
Man, yeah.
Wow.
What's her phone number?
You can tell by the number.
she
actually,
is hot.
She's kind of cold.
She's not, what I
she's
really
cold.
Like
she's very cold.
Is her round belly with its protruding umbilicus.
Yeah.
Which you might notice is exaggerated.
Yes.
Well, it's the angle of the camera is one that captures
no,
that
No, the
perfectly.
Guy was a stomach fan.
Hey,
you can tell.
Although I think you're going to be very happy. There's a 3D Astro Boy.
3D?
3D Astro Boy.
3D Astro Boy.
Where do you find 3D Astro Man?
Astro Boy.
Astro Boy and a glass of water.
3D Astro Boy.
Oh, really?
Aspirin and a glass of water.
It's going to be taboo.
3D Aspirin Boy.
Is this one that's coming out?
I believe it's coming out.
It's already here.
From Nelvana Studios?
Is it? Oh, it already is that?
Dr. Kenma.
Ow!
I was actually talking about
it would not
the
be
original.
From Nelvana Studios.
No, it wouldn't be Nelvana Studios.
Oh, look at that. The Armless Child.
Brilliant guy. Sneak.
Yes.
Well, no, that's not
fight
over this.
Professor,
all right. We'll be cool. We'll be cool.
Yes.
The
Professor.
Astro Girl.
There's no Astro Girl.
Shunsaku Bond.
What?
Okay, we'll do that.
Those were so weird compared to any kind of animation that was going on in America at the same time. They were so totally different that if you were a kid in the 60s and you saw that, you would just be like completely, it warped your mind, it blew your mind. Yeah, 1963, right.
That's when I saw it, and it warped my mind.
Your eyes would turn.
Because in that world, the only sound is the sound of him walking or talking.
Yeah.
There's no other sound.
And it was very limited. It was kind of like even in America at the time, animation had gotten to the point that there was a huge cost reduction strategy going on in the cartoons. Hanna-Barbera was becoming like, you know, they were becoming the top dogs because of the, they'd been able to hit that cost model.
Yeah. You know, Yogi Bear would be walking by, and how many times would you see that same goddamn tree?
Right, exactly. So they were doing that. That was all a cost reduction strategy, and that's why they were able to just format cookie cutter those different
characters. And it just got worse
characters. To finally got, you know, Wally Kai, Wally Gator, and Yaki Yaki.
Yaki
Doodle.
Yaki Schmaggity.
Yaki Doodle.
Yaki Smackity.
And don't forget some of the more... Who was the octopus?
Squiddly Diddly.
Yeah.
And don't forget Megilla Gorilla and all of his friends.
Or even worse, the Grape Ape.
The Grape Ape.
What was that one?
The Grape Ape.
Snaggletooth.
That's beautiful.
Snaggletooth.
Now, Snaggletooth at least had
Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss had a little bit of humor, at least in the writing.
Yeah, the writing was above the Purple Gorilla.
Much higher than Grape Ape. And Megilla Gorilla. And Wally Gator.
Peter Potamus,
Wally Gator.
There is like a barrel scraping going on here.
They were scraping the barrel. It was like they were using the same templates. They just changed the faces.
Also Peter Potamus.
Presenting Rufus T. Wadsworth, the mechanical pig.
Huckleberry Hound.
Here's the Quick
Draw McGraw.
Yeah, well, you know, they
the
were
Herculoids.
The Herculoids wasn't Hanna-Barbera. Oh, they were Hanna-Barbera.
Yes, they were.
They sure were, you're right. But that was later on when they'd already changed that formula.
Well, that was in the 60s.
Right. The Herculoids were in the 60s?
Yep.
Herculoids. I forgot about that.
Well, they weren't following the formula with
then
the Herculoids.
Then there was Clutch Cargo.
They didn't have an animal that was wearing a little
bit of human
clothing.
And Wacky Races, which were my favorite.
You know, Top Cat was probably, and the Flintstones. Those were probably the height of their apex of their creativity, you know.
Yeah.
We do.
Flintstones was such a solid effect on my life. I mean, they really taught me everything I know about modern society.
I mean, what more do you need to know than... Yabba Dabba Doo.
Yabba Dabba Doo.
Josie and the Pussycats had the first black main character.
Yeah.
That's right. They were breaching the... And they were all female, too. They were a female rock band.
They're all female.
So.
Yeah, so that was really like a breakthrough right there.
That was a breakthrough for women and blacks.
Yeah.
And
a few people know or give credit to Hanna-Barbera for smashing through that barrier the way
that
they did.
That wasn't even Hanna-Barbera.
And then
Josie and the Pussycats?
It was Filmation.
Yep.
But Josie and the Pussycats started out as a Hanna-Barbera.
How did I think of it? I think you're right, actually.
I know that you didn't. You weren't really mistaken.
I was not.
You weren't
a fan
wrong, Dr. Howe. I know you weren't wrong. You were just momentarily.
I was mistaken in my mind.
You were momentarily diverted from the true answer. That's all.
What are they saying? They're speaking.
You can't be lost if you know where you are at the moment. You're not. It's not that it's not the truth.
Isaac
it's that you haven't finished.
London, 1697.
The more creative version of the truth.
It's real. It's just like vibrations in the air. Or in the electrosphere at this point.
Right. Electrosphere is very cognizant of that.
This
too.
Way into the electrosphere.
I mean,
ladies
about
and
it,
gentlemen, please be seated.
As I speak this, it's shooting off at the speed of light out of the
shooting
space.
Off!
What are you shooting off, Doug?
Shooting off his mouth again.
Oh, puzzling evidence.
He's shooting his mouth off along with his guns.
Right. It's like a pyrotechnic.
Shooting
effect,
off his guns.
All these colors.
Okay, I'll start mumbling again.
Humble me.
That's the way to be.
See, a whole other new technographic system we have to get involved in. I'm tweeting, now I got to mumble.
Yeah,
it used to be Twitter, now it's just mumble. You don't even have to type words, you just go out there and go... Mumble. That's a great thing.
Actual Twitterers actually are 90% of all the Twittering is like 3% or something, stuff like that.
Who twittered what now?
The other 3%.
Only 3% of the people who have ever signed up to Twitter actually produce like 90% of all the Twitters. Something like that.
That's what all those things are. Everybody signs up. Many will come, few will actually participate.
Yeah, most of the Twitterers
many are called,
up, only
few
Twitter
are
once
chosen.
In their lives. Twitter once and die.
The same for that amazing website, Stellarium, the open source website for astronomy. It's so neat. Wow. You guys should check it out. It's so much fun. I could sit and play with it for hours. You can predict iridium flares.
Did you see
it's
that?
So cool.
Did you see that Tesla coil?
I'll check that out. The Tesla coil at the Maker?
Seen it. Yeah.
Tesla?
Yeah.
Is there a new
at
Tesla
the Maker's
coil?
Fair?
Is it a new one?
It, but it wasn't functioning when I thought.
It was but going every it. Hour on the hour.
It was, yeah, we got distracted so many times.
Was it Dr. Megavolt?
It's you.
Yeah, the same guy.
Was it Megavolt?
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed by the Mentos.
Yeah, that was. Well, I used to really enjoy seeing Megavolt's truck driving around. That was an amazing.
Oh, he was great.
He was.
I think he was key. Oh, he was like very, very.
The video of that. From,
once he quit coming, is like.
Yeah, then the whole thing went south. About four feet.
How about the Portland, Oregon? Oregon.
Only 4 feet south, though.
The Portland,
much.
Oregon.
Yeah, so
subgenius
far,
divide.
Portland,
I'll be
Oregon.
Doing that and shooting that.
This was cool. This was an Obama chariot. It was a robot, electric robot walker that was looked like Obama, and he was pulling a chariot and carrying a flag.
Yeah. Obama mask.
That was
but
so
the,
cool.
Amazing
people make.
The mechanical giraffe was kind of cool, but all it was is to look at it. It didn't actually do anything, but just you just looked at
it's
it.
It's in October.
Oh, no, it actually tasered
Portland,
people.
Oregon.
And what's the venue?
It tasered.
Oregon.
It tasered only.
I'm in Portland, Oregon.
It tasered old 78-year-old ladies.
When is it? When is the subgenius gathering?
Horrendous subgenius gathering, devival and revival. I believe it's the 10th of October. But
there you
as
go,
we get closer and closer, more
is
and
this
more
in Seattle?
No, in Portland, which is near Seattle.
There's going to be another one this year.
You will be there.
I will be there.
I will be there. Will you be there?
Yeah, I'll be there.
I will be there.
We will
yes.
all be there.
I'll be there with
cell phone.
I'm going to be there.
No, I don't have a cell phone.
I'll be there.
I don't have a cell phone.
I'm going to be there, and I'll be sleeping in my truck.
Or a Quaker Fair.
Truck? What
a Quaker Fair.
I like to go to the Quaker Oats Fair and eat some oatmeal.
The Shaker Fair. They've been doing that for a long time.
Nutritious. Delicious.
Do they have Shaker Fairs out? They do that in the East Coast, though.
And the horses will have...
They do that in the east part of the desert. Yeah, I think I'm going to go up to the desert for July 4th.
Nothing is better for thee than me.
That's
unless,
wrong.
Of course, the horse, of course.
I like that.
The famous Mr. Red.
God Shaker.
Hey, God. What kind of museums are there in Portland?
Right to the source,
there's
the horse.
There's a 3D art museum here in Portland.
And there's
they
have a
mask
toaster
museum.
There's also a black velvet painting museum.
Oh, I want to go to that.
The Church of Elvis.
Yeah, you showed me that.
I showed you that one, huh?
Yeah. And, yeah, Portland's good for something.
That was the rim shot.
Portland's good for everything.
The rim shot robot. Did you see that one?
I also
one?
Want to go to McMinnville and go see the big spruce goose.
That was
in McMinnville, Oregon, there is it has to be an enormous air museum because he bought the spruce goose, cut the wings off, moved it up there, and built a building.
Let's so have those wings off in no time.
And then there are planes below it.
This won't hurt.
I saw a beautiful shot of above and thought, air museum, got to go see that. But I don't know yet where McMinnville is.
The Museum of Air.
Yeah. Our cheerful robot. It
well, you should try that rimshot robot again if you ever get a chance.
Little caller. Yeah, keep trying, little caller. But it's your
and
favorite
then the,
friends around here. So it's
we saw the run and shoot ping pong PT boat race.
Such name dropping.
That was very good.
Ooh, I'm sorry, didn't mean to drop that.
Call in to show and have me show and plugging things that have nothing to do with you show.
Well, now, I suppose there's room in
that's
our phone.
That's rude. That's just plain rude.
I mean, who would do such a thing?
Obviously, this woman didn't even make it through high school. She thinks she has any other kind of show than me show.
Yeah, she didn't get through
me show.
The show.
They had a 10,000. Did you see that 10,000-year clock they had there? They were working on in the desert.
Me show soup, yes.
I see.
My grandfather's head was too large for his neck, so it stood 90 years
old. So, DPW for you, eh?
It is yet to be seen. They don't want to let Dillwyn go out.
Wow.
Yeah,
more and more those more and more rules.
Doggy constrictor.
Dillwyn, who's Dillwyn?
Dillwyn's a little white doggy. Wow. Look at your notes here.
I look at Dillwyn every morning.
Come on,
Dillwyn.
Who doesn't know Dillwyn? Philo, where have you been? Oh, wait.
Mr. Holmes, it was the footprints of a gigantic hound called Dilwyn.
He's a perfect angel.
Loping beast with glowing eyes.
And they don't
eyes
want
and
Dilwyn to be there?
Drooling jaws. And
well, Dilwyn wasn't there last year. I took
trained
a year
to
off,
kill
and because
in Vietnam.
I wasn't there last year, he.
The marauding, rampaging mastiff. Oh. Enormous
sounds like
lupine
rules.
Hound with massive constricting jaws.
That sounds like an infringement upon your personal liberty to me.
His lugubrious howl can be heard. But I will miles. Go out for the Fourth of the Quiet. So if you guys.
I'll be out there.
The body.
That's what it's about. Incremental losses of liberty occur that way.
Be really fun.
You're willing to give one here, one there, one here, one there. Pretty soon,
you lost
700.
That's what I wish I could do. Come out on horseback.
Abominable hound.
But probably too hot for him.
That's okay. We do it.
One year, 2 years, maybe two. I'm sure, maybe three. But two for sure. They had somebody had camels out there.
Foolish humans.
Oh, they had camels in what 90.
Yeah, that right. 94 and 95, I think. And yeah, no, and both years, I missed. I meant to go over and get a little ranger, you know.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Portrait of little girl.
And no one
wonderful to see
out
in the playa. Well, of course not, because it was the old.
It's camel time. It's camel
poop.
Time. That flavor
oh, really?
Is coming through.
Yeah.
Camel time is any time when nothing else will do. Camel helps you brighten up. Every time you light one up, right now make it camel time. Have a camel cigarette.
I'll have one.
Smoking tobacco products?
Yeah, why not?
We don't.
We're going to hell in a handbasket, so let's have a hell of a ride while we go.
Yes, I'll have a Swisher sweet.
This hellbound train is
as long as I have fun.
How
as
about
long
one
as
of them
Bob,
big Cuban
the
cigars? I'll have a cigarro fit for a generalissimo. Yeah. And my Virginia cheroot shall be a leaf of it rolled. I'll light it each time with 1,000 in cash, and the bums will all fight when I flick them an ash.
Look, did you see that part?
What did they do? You're trading DVDs?
I'm trying to see if the CD covers it.
CD?
Did you see that part?
4 minutes. I'm going to be... I'm
when he had the candles on his head.
What's going to happen to you? What is going to happen?
Thunder.
Thunder?
Thunder.
Thunder is
a
happening.
Thunder?
A thunder.
You no. ripped asunder.
He'll be ripped asunder.
You shouldn't do that to Sunders. What did they ever do to you?
Oh, I just don't know that. You know, I just don't
I'm just afraid in 4 minutes you'll go away and I won't have you and you'll be gone.
We won't
That's
really
right.
be gone.
But
we'll still,
again,
we'll still live on in your heart until next week.
You know how
week.
The show and is.
Don't
it's all about me.
The podcast,
but
which can be played
me.
Anytime.
Of course it is.
I can't be with you.
Well, you will be with us.
I don't know what.
You will be with us. We'll just be in a silent
Nobody
form inside your heart.
I do hope I see you at the Devival.
I hope I see you at the Devival.
I hope I see you guys at the Devival as well.
Oh, yeah, October, that'll be great.
In yeah, we're glad, we're glad you're listening to the Puzzling Evidence Show on KPFA.
History itself. Brought down
and don't forget to go to a Puzzling Evidence TV
priests,
on
sorcerers
YouTube.
And magicians.
On the YouTube?
On the YouTube the channel.
This food tube.
Mysteries of the past.
You, too.
What was the name
Which
Achilles
two?
If you want to get links to all those
women.
Other podcasts,
she's
you
been
can
watching
go
herself
to
on
quiveringbrain.com. And there's
Did
links
you watch
there
me on the
take
Contessa?
To the various
That's what I do. I just
yes,
watch me on the
I just
Contessa.
Watch you on the Contessa and know that I'm filming it. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
It's all about me being
yeah, it's
the
all
filmer.
About me, that's right.
Well, no,
whatever happened
me.
To old
No,
Judge
you're right.
Traitor.
Of course.
That's
you're
what I said. It is
right.
about me.
Yeah, it is about
I'm me. I'm agreeing with you. It
I
is about me.
I don't understand what the problem is. It's about me.
The colossal.
Don't question the perspective.
We
all agree.
We
if you never question the perspective, we can always agree.
Except the caller who just hung up. He just was so
he
mad.
Got so tired.
He can't agree.
He's so tired of us not giving him a word in edgewise.
Just like banging the phone.
Like he thinks it's his show. He's supposed to be able to talk anytime he wants.
Yeah, it's free.
Buzzing buglets.
That's what we've got inside our brain.
We don't attract all these thousands and thousands of sponsors because we let just anybody talk on this show.
Because it's station to station. We can't pay for that.
Satellite to satellite.
Yep. Why, that resembles the hunched over thorax of a giant insect.
And it's the Puzzling Evidence Show.
That.
Well, I can't really give a plug for it. It's, of course, it's against the standards and practices. That is to say, we can't plug our other projects here.
You could
on
soup up a hot rod and put a skull
Otherwise,
on it.
I would tell you all about
Can
our
you talk about your book?
Stupendous, gigantic
extravaganza.
No,
you can't talk about my book. You can talk about my book, though.
Come
it's
one,
available
come
for
all.
Free now. Everywhere. All your favorite places.
Positively the greatest exhibition of its kind ever shown anywhere.
It's not really free.
Hey, what's this button?
Sense
do?
Of no.
Well, I just want to let you guys know that I love you dearly, and I'll miss you horribly.